This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The jump ball will see the white-clad Panthers going to the west end. The Cavaliers, who win the tip, they'll be coming this way to the east end of the gymnasium. It'll be Bias with the ball outside the three-point line. He'll kick it back up top to Roper. Roper will swing it over to Noggle over on the right side. Noggle will bring it back out on a dribble against this 2-3 zone defense by LHS. Bias with the ball in the corner. It goes to Trim, back out top to Noggle. Noggle on a dribble drive, stops in control or in traffic, so he'll go out to Bias. His three-point shot misses everything, goes out of bounds. It'll go over to the Purple Panthers. 30 seconds into this one, we're still scoreless. It will be Brady Bishop from the elbow. He'll rim this one in and out, get his own rebound, and circle out on the dribble. Reset the offense, giving it to Niehaus. Niehaus goes behind his back. Now backdoor cut to Bishop. Lost control of it. It goes into the hands of the Cavaliers for turnover number one. Trim with the ball up top to Noggle down in the corner. It's going to be Roper for three. It's a little long, a little strong. They'll fight for the ball. And it was last touch by Corso, so it'll go out of bounds off the white team, and it'll belong to the Cavaliers. Jack Kessinger will inbound right in front of me, literally right down in front of me. He'll throw it into the backcourt where Noggle will corral it. Aiden will bring the ball across midcourt, take it over on the wing to Roper. Roper back up top to Bias. Bias between the circle brings it over to Noggle on this wing. Noggle holds it over his head and then swings it back up top to Roper. Roper had the ball kicked as he tried to pass it inside, so the kick save will result in the Cavaliers getting the ball back. Roper will now go position himself way over in the right-hand corner. Inbounds pass will come in to Noggle. Noggle will take his time, get some instructions from Coach Dave Suits. Still scoreless, a minute and a half into this one. Roper with the ball, gives it off to Noggle and gets it back. Roper brings it over on the wing as it comes to Bias. They'll swing it back around to Noggle over on the opposite side, looking for a skip pass. It's not there. Noggle almost lost control of the ball. They're going to call it a double dribble because it was not touched by the Purple Panthers, so that'll go down as turnover number one on CHS. 16 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. Bishop gets some instructions from Coach Drew Logan as he brings the ball down to the far end. Niehaus gets it in the corner, gives it off to Corso. Corso at the elbow, bounce pass for Niehaus. Niehaus wants to work against Trim inside. Trim reaches down. Nope, they're going to call a travel call on Niehaus as Trim was reaching in to get the steal, and Niehaus gets called for the travel. 2 minutes to go. First quarter, we're still scoreless. Noggle brings the ball down over here on this side, Bias, but he'll go over to Roper on the far side. Roper right in front of the scorer's table. They'll go inside to Kessinger. Back out top to Bias for three. Off the back iron, too strong. Bishop gets the long rebound. Brady will take it down the floor, kick it off to Corso. Thought about a three, then decided to drive. It's closed off, so he'll give the ball to Boston. Boston back to Bishop. Bishop being guarded by Noggle. Gives off to Niehaus. Niehaus tries to drive into the lane, dump it off for Boston. His little finger roll will not go. Trim comes up with the rebound. Back the other way go the Cavaliers. Noggle, whoop, almost lost the ball. Kept his feet steady, though, so he did not travel. To Bias over on the right wing. Now up top it goes to Roper. Into the corner to Bias, who swung around to the baseline. Passing inside, it goes through two of the Purple Panthers' hands and into the hands of Jack Kessinger, who deposits it right in front of the rim, just lays it over the edge for the first 2 points of the game. Inside 5 minutes we go. To the ball, with the ball is Corso. He loses his dribble, picks it up, gives off to Niehaus. Niehaus between the circles, going to drive the left side, then drive to the right, then take it to the glass. It comes up short. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Kessinger, so it'll be Litchfield ball. First substitution of the game. Trim is going to take a break. He'll be replaced by Carson Weiser, the 5'11 sophomore. So Weiser's in, Trim's out for Coach Dave Suits. Corso will inbound to Bishop. Bottom of the net. Brady Bishop finds the range from 3-point line, and picks up 3 points to give the Purple Panthers a 3-2 lead. Over on the wing, it goes to Roper. Roper back up top to Byatts. Byatts has the ball up between the circles. Goes inside to Byatts. Byatts goes back up top to Roper. Roper's going to stop and pop for 15, and it's good. Briley Roper with a jump shot over on the right side is good, and it is 4-3. Carlinville with the lead. Bishop with the ball gives it off to Niehaus. Niehaus back to Corso. Corso's going to back things out and set the offense up. Cavaliers playing man-to-man defense. They get it into Boston. Anthony with a good power move to the basket on the right side. His first 2 points makes it 5-4 in favor of Litchfield. Now inside they'll go to Kessinger. He'll loop right inside Boston, get the shot to drop, and he'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. They're going to call the foul, however, on Corso. So Corso will pick up his first. They'll count the basket for Kessinger. Gives him 4, looking for 5. He found it. As Kessinger will now have a seat, Trim comes back into the ball game. Also in the lineup, Parker Fikes, as he will replace Michael Byatts in the Cavalier lineup. 7-5, Cavaliers with the lead, 3:27 to go, first quarter. To McGill it goes. He picks up his dribble, gives off to Boston. Boston gives back to McGill. He tried to drive the baseline, was closed off there. He'll go to Niehaus. He'll go off the glass, and good. He'll get the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. So this time it was Austin Niehaus with the power move to the basket. The foul's going to go against Carson Weiser. That'll be his first. Niehaus with an opportunity to make a three-point play. And he does, as the free throw is good. 8-7, lead goes back to Litchfield. As now Roper brings the ball down on the dribble, loses control. Turnover number 2. Back the other way, Corso going to the basket. And he'll go to the free throw line as the defender did not get set in time. So Corso's going to get 2 free throws. As the foul is going to be called, I believe this is going to go against Noggle. Yes, it will be on Aiden, and that'll be his first, team second. John Corso, first of 2, catches back iron and kicks off to the side. He'll get another. Byatts comes back into the ball game. And Ethan Siglock into the game as well, as Noggle and Roper will have a seat. Corso's second free throw is no good as well. Reaching over the top for the rebound was Anthony Boston. He'll pick up the foul, his first, team second. 3 minutes to go, first quarter, 8-7. Litchfield with the lead, Carlinville with the ball. Bringing it down will be Ethan Siglock. Siglock will bring it over on the wing to Fikes. Fikes down to Trim inside. He'll pass it off, and the shot's going to be up and good by Carson Weiser. Nice little spin move from left to right across the lane. Weiser with his first 2 points. This seesaw battle sees the lead go back to the Cavaliers, 9-8. McGill with the ball, swings it up top to Niehaus. Niehaus is going to drive the lane into the middle lane. He puts it up off the back iron, no good. But he's hacked in the act, so he'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. This foul will go against Carson Weiser, and that will be his second since he's come into the ball game. Niehaus to the free throw line to shoot 2. First one catches front iron and kicks off. He'll get another. Litchfield is only 1 for 4 from the free throw line as Kessinger comes back into the ball game. Fikes has a seat for the Cavaliers. Niehaus gets ready for his second free throw as he eyes it, then tries it, and buys it. So he's 1 for 2 that time, makes him 2 for 3 for the game. Pass comes down to Siglock. Siglock back up top to Roper. Roper to Byatts. Byatts strong to the hole. He's going to get fouled by Austin Niehaus, who came over a little bit late to get into the lane there on the blocking the shot. So Niehaus will get his first foul, third team foul against Litchfield. We'll send Michael Byatts to the free throw line to shoot two. He'll eye the first one, try the first one, and buy the first one. Byatts, who first time these two teams met back in the tournament, went off for 32 points. He has one tonight as he misses the second free throw. Loose ball retrieved finally by Roper. Riley brings the ball down to the elbow. He'll go into the lane. Bounce pass to Byatts. Byatts loses control. They'll fight for it. Niehaus comes up with it. Back the other way go the Purple Panthers, trailing 10-9. Bishop with a long three. Bottom of the net. If there were such a thing as a four-point shot, that would have qualified. He was an NBA distance on that one. Two threes on the evening for Bishop. Trim going to the basket, and a foul going to be called against Niehaus as Niehaus trying to get out of the way, could not get out of the way in time, and Austin's going to pick up his second foul as Trim was bullying his way in there. Coach Drew Logan is saying he was standing right there, and the guy ran into him. That should have been an offensive foul. The official's kind of smiling and says, nope, not the way I saw it. Ethan Trim to the free throw line. You know me. I never argue with the officials. Trim's first free throw is up, and it's good. The 6'3 junior, Ethan Trim, will get another. Niehaus will have a seat as Boston replaced him in the lineup. In the lineup as well is Blaine Stewart. Trim's second free throw is true blue. Trim is 2 for 2 from the charity stripe with 1:45 to go here in the first quarter. We're knotted 12-12. Trim now with a steal out at the head of the key as he shut down Corso. Kessinger takes the lead pass to the basket. Give Kessinger the 2 points. He has 7. Give Trim an outstanding steal and an assist on the play. Makes it 14-12. Cavaliers with the lead. The other way, they're trying to go inside to Bishop. Ball goes out of the... No, it didn't go out of bounds. It was saved, and the Purple Panthers maintain possession, and now Boston is going to be fouled, and that foul is going to go against Ethan Sieglock. Sieglock will pick up his first. Boston will shoot two. First one's up, and it's good. Draws the Purple Panthers to with an N1. 14-13, Cavaliers with the lead. Boston getting set to shoot the second free throw. He'll eye it again, try it again. Nope, this one's off the iron. But Blaine Stewart comes up with the rebound. Off to Bishop. Bishop goes up top to Corso. Corso's going to drive the left side of the lane through the traffic, off the glass, and good. John Corso went into some dense traffic but came out of it quite well. Now Roper loses control of the dribble on the other end, and that'll go down as turnover number 3 on CHS. And so Litchfield now with a 15-14 lead will get the ball back. Just inside 1 minute we go, quarter number 1. Corso tosses it in to Bishop. Brady will take the ball across midcourt. He's being guarded out there by Aiden Taberzi just into the game. It'll go off to Corso. He goes spin to the basket, and he's going to be fouled going to the hole. Good things happen when you go to the basket, and the Purple Panthers will go to the free throw line as they'll call that foul on Michael Byatts. Byatts will pick up his first. Corso to the free throw line. He was 0 for 2 from there just a moment ago. He'll get two more here. He'll make that first one and get another one. The lefty's going to toe that line with 44.4 seconds to go. Spins the ball in his hand. Eyes the second, tries the second, and buys the second. 4 points on the game for John Corso. 17-14 is the Purple Panther lead. Down to the final 35 seconds. Trim trying to bounce pass inside. Going to be deflected and stolen by McGill. Back the other way will go the Purple Panthers with 30 seconds to go. Coach Logan says, take it easy, guys. We got a 3-point lead and the ball. To Corso over on the left wing. Back up top to Stewart. Back door to Corso. Of course, with a nice pass across the lane to Boston, found the open man on the cross lane pass. And as a result, Boston gets an easy two, gives him five. Corso gets an outstanding assist. 19-14, Trim going to the basket. On the buzzer, he'll take the shot. It'll roll off, and the first quarter will come to an end. Litchfield with a 19-14 lead after one quarter. We'll be back with second quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back to the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the stage enjoying what was a very productive first quarter for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. They'll take a five-point lead into the second quarter. Long shots up by Sturt. It will not go. Corso got hit in the throat. He's having trouble breathing. Noggle's going to bring the ball down quickly. He'll take a shot high off the glass. It won't go. Trim's rebound shot goes off the edge of the rim. Kessinger comes away with the rebound. So the Cavaliers maintain possession even though they missed two bunnies inside. It'll be CHS setting up the offense as Aiden Noggles out between the circles. He'll swing it over here onto the other side to Bias. Bias to Kessinger. Kessinger trying to get it into Trim. Trim has a jump ball called. And since the Purple Panthers got the ball to start the quarter, it'll be Cavaliers' ball. Cameron Crow will replace Corso in the lineup as they're going to take a look at him and make sure he's okay. Viets will trigger it in to Roper. Up top it goes to Noggle. Back to Viets. Thought about a three. He's covered up, so Roper will get the ball and take the shot. They'll fight for the rebound, and it'll be Viets coming up with it in the lane. Off the glass, no good. He'll fight for the rebound, and the putback is good for Roper. As Roper comes up with the bucket, our first 2 points of the second quarter, that makes it 19-16. Litchfield with the lead, but they want a timeout. With 6:59 to go here in quarter number two, it's Litchfield 19, Harlanville 16. Back after these messages on WSMI. Purple Panthers get the ball. They'll go down, take it to Cameron Crow just in the ball game. Crow loses control of it, and he comes up to Roper, and Roper flat on his stomach knew he couldn't do anything except pass the ball off, so he stayed right there without moving, rolling over, anything else. Back the other way, Trim gets a nice pass inside. He'll get 2 points, giving him four on the game, making this a one-point game. Litchfield, 19. Carlinville, 18. Sturt with the dribble into the lane. Off to McGill. McGill wants to drive the right side of the lane. This is off to Boston. Boston was going to go up against Trim and decides he'll go back outside. He'll give it off to Sturt, to McGill. Head of the key, shot's no good. Fighting for the rebound. Byatt had Crow blocked out what some of the fans would think was a little bit too viciously. The official does not make the call, and he's getting an earful from Coach Logan that he can't do that, and the official's just kind of shaking his head and letting Coach Logan know, I'll make the call when I see the call, and I didn't see anything wrong there. They're still chattering over on the far side as Viets bring the ball down into the corner. He'll look inside. Nobody's there. He's wanting to look for a skip pass. Instead, it'll be a turnover as he double dribbled, and it'll be turnover number five on CHS. Gives the ball back to Litchfield, 5:41 to go, first half, as it's 19-18, Litchfield with the lead and the ball. Bishop will take it down, being guarded by Noggle as he crosses midcourt. He'll go between the circles, then over to the right side. Behind his back, down to the lane, off to McGill. Thought about a jumper. Instead, he'll go to Boston. Little finger roll is up. No good. They'll fight for the rebound. Roper will come away with it. He'll go quickly down the lane to the hole. Off the glass way too hard as that was out of control. Back comes Corso and the Purple Panthers. They're going out of control as well. Pass intended for Boston goes over his head, but Bishop is able to retrieve it before it gets past the midcourt line. So Bishop now has the ball back going into the lane. He's double-teamed. It was this Bishop sandwich as he was the guy in the middle. No foul was called as the shot came up a little bit short. Now Byatt's 4-3. Off the iron, no good. Out of bounds, it'll go. Last touch by the Purple Panthers. So CHS will inbound right in front of me. Kessinger will be the trigger man as coming into the game is Carson Weiser. He'll replace Trim at the 4:50 mark of quarter number two. They'll toss it into the backcourt to Aiden Noggle. Noggle gets the offense set as he wants Kessinger to go low. He wants to have Byatt over here on the wing. Bias is going to pass the ball back up top and reverse to the other side to Kessinger. His shot's blocked by Boston. Coming away with the rebound is the Purple Panthers. Grady Bishop for three, a little offline. McGill comes up with the rebound, and they're going to call a jump ball as there were hands all over the place grabbing for that ball. The arrow favors the Purple Panthers, so with 4:28 to go here in the second quarter and leading 19-8, Litchfield will inbound under their own basket. Corso will be the trigger man. Screen's going to be set by three different ways, and now McGill had a three-pointer, looked at it, said no, then said why not. He gets the shot to drop. Blake McGill with a little bit of indecision, but all's well that ends well. He drains the three, and this time Bites is going to the lane. He did a hop, step, and a jump. He forgot to say Mother May I. Travel goes down against the Cavaliers, their sixth miscue of the first half, as Kessinger is going to have a seat. And coming back into the Cavalier lineup will be Ethan Siglock. Siglock is in there, as well as Carson Weiser, along with Byatt's, Trim, and Roper. Bishop brings the ball down the floor for the Purple Panthers. Lead pass into the lane to Boston. Coming down, tell you what, Byatt's and Carso are getting after it big time, and there's going to be a technical foul called against John Corso. Corso and Bias were locked up, double arm bar. They actually threw each other to the ground. And let's see, are they going to call a double foul and then a foul on Corso? We shall see. Let's put it this way. The tempers were a-flaring somewhat. Now the officials are going to get together. I think they're going to call a double foul. That's Louis Lang's, usually the way he would do it. Our officials today are Louis Lang, Rob Sitton, and Brandon Crowell. They're talking it over right now as both teams have been sent back to their benches. 4:01 showing on the clock. 22-18 is our score. Litchfield has the lead. I think we're going to have some technical free throws being shot when we come back. We'll see how the call goes. While we're waiting to see, it will be a double foul, which means that Corso will pick up the personal. And they're going to call the foul on Roper. As Corso will pick up his second. Roper will pick up his first. I thought it was Byatts who was in on the action to begin with. And now Trim is also going to be assessed a foul for the Cavaliers. That must have been a late entry into the fight. I don't know. But in any event, the technical fouls, first shots, And Ethan Trim is trying to say, I was just trying to be a pacifier. He said, I was trying to keep the peace, and I get called for the technical. In any event, Brady Bishop is going to go to the free throw line to shoot a couple of technical shots. We'll see. His first one's up, but it's good. 7 points on the night for Bishop. He'll get another one as he's standing down at that end all by his lonesome. Everybody else is on this side of the midcourt line. Second free throw is no good. Now they're going to take the ball over to midcourt. And it will be Litchfield ball. So the double foul went against Roper and Corso. The technical foul went against Trim. At the 4 minute mark, Bishop hits one of two free throws. Litchfield has the ball with a 23-18 lead. I don't know where Roper came into it. Bishop with the bottom of the net! His third tray of the day. I don't know where Roper came into it because Byatts was the guy who went down with Roper. Now a foul going to be called on McGill as the officials are going to tighten this up considerably to make sure there isn't any more flare-up, shall we say. That is the 16th foul against Litchfield. Carlinville has committed 7. Inbounds pass comes into Roper at the 3-3-3 mark of quarter number 2. He'll bring it down on a dribble. Give it to Byatts. Byatts wanted to take the shot. Instead, he'll spin, get the defender out of the way. His shot will not go. Boston comes up with a rebound. He'll kick it out to Bishop. Bishop looking at McGill on the other side. Too long a pass. He'll go to Sturd at the head of the key. His three-pointer no good. Trim comes up with a rebound. 3-10 and counting here in the second quarter. 26-18. Litchfield with the lead. Trim going to the hole. And Trim's going to be called for the travel going to the basket. And he thought perhaps it should have been a blocking foul. Perhaps he was going to get called for an offensive foul. But he did not suspect that it would be a traveling call. 7th turnover of the game on CHS. Inside 3 minutes we go. 26-18 is the lead for the Purple Panthers. To Bishop out in the corner. Inside there, Corso once again. Bishop is pushed from behind as that time Ethan Sidlock got beat. And as Sidlock came back from behind Bishop, he pushed him on the backside. Luckily for Brady, he was able to maintain his balance. He'll go to the free throw line, will Brady Bishop, as he's going to be shooting free throws 2 times. Well, I think it's going to be 3. Now they're trying to argue whether or not he was inside the line. The officials are talking to go over. I'm not sure if they were sure whether it was or not. They're going to say he was. Coach Dave Suits did a good job there of lobbying to get that call changed. Bishop's first free throw is up, and it's good. He'll get another. Bishop with 5 and a quarter, 11 for the game. Sidlock will come out of the ball game as Noggle will re-enter the lineup. Corso has a seat as Cameron Crow into the lineup for the Purple Panthers. Again, Bishop can't make both free throws. Second one rims out. 27-18 is the Purple Panther lead. Byatts, three-pointer, deep in the corner, bottom of the net. Michael Byatts, as we said, last time these two teams played, 32 points. Bishop being guarded by Noggle. He gave him a forearm, and now Noggle's going to get caught for the reach-in, and I tell you what, there's a lot of extracurricular going on out there. Noggle will pick up his second foul. To the free throw line, once again, will go Brady Bishop. Each of his last 2 appearances at the charity stripe, he's been 1 for 2. Sidlock will have a seat. I think both these coaches have a little bit of trouble keeping the players under control here in the first half. Free throw for Bishop is offline. So it's 27-21, 2:22 on that second quarter clock. Ball coming right here. It's out the door. I got 3 points on a field goal. Rob, I got 3 points on a field goal. Thank goodness it didn't hit the old man. It went wide left. The ball will go out of bounds, and it'll still be Cavalier ball. That's what you call a kick save. Put a foot on it, and thank goodness it soared over my head. Thank you very much. 2:15 to go as the Cavaliers will inbound. To Trim it goes. Inside it goes to Roper. His shot off the iron, no good. Gets his own rebound and the putback. Bradley Roper stayed under control. Missed the shot but got his own rebound. Put it back in. Give him the offensive rebound. Give him the 2 points. Give Bishop a drive to the basket. Off to Boston it goes. Off it goes out to Roper. He's going to drive the lane. And he's going to get the shot to drop, and a foul going to be called against Stewart. Blaine Stewart didn't get himself set, and so Roper takes the ball strong to the hole. Good things happen when you take the ball to the basket. He'll get 2 and the opportunity to complete the old-fashioned 3-point play. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He can't buy it. They'll fight for the rebound. It'll come down to Stewart. Stewart to Bishop. It's a 2-point game. Bishop for a long 3, cut back iron. Got his own rebound, lost it to Noggle, who came up from behind and stripped it away. Noggle now going to drive to the basket. His shot will not go. They're fighting for the rebound. Trim comes up with it. He'll get the shot to drop, and the strong guy, Ethan Trim, will go to the free throw line to attempt to complete a three-point play. He simply muscled his way in there. Blake McGill could not stop the big guy. Trim gets the shot to drop. He has four in the quarter, six in the game, looking for number seven from the free throw line with 91 seconds to go until half. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. Trim, a perfect three for three from the charity stripe. He has three ones, two twos, so it gives him 7 points on the game. Bishop trying to drive baseline. He'll go inside instead to Boston. Boston off balance, has his shot go across the backboard. Roper comes up with the rebound. Roper comes down on a quick dribble, gives off to Noggle. Now to Byatts for three. Bottom of the net. Byatts with a three from the left, with a three from the right. He has 6 points here in the second quarter. Now we have a stoppage of play, and one of the officials is having a talk with Michael Byatts. As we said, things are getting a little bit feisty out here tonight between these two teams. Both have had what you might call frustrating seasons. The Cavaliers on a two-game losing streak. They're 9-16. The Purple Panthers, they've lost six in a row and eight of their last nine. And so it will be the Purple Panthers bringing the ball down. They now trail by four as we enter the final minute of the first half. 31-27. Noggle almost ran over him, and now he goes to complain to the official about what was being done to him. That's interesting. As Aiden will pick up, I believe that's going to be his third. They've got free throws up, and no good for for Bishop. He'll get another one, as that indeed was personal foul number three on Aiden Noggle. Bishop had some rough times at the free throw line here recent time. This one goes down. So give him 6 points in the quarter, 12 points in the game. We go into the final 50 seconds of the first half. 31-28, Carlinville, who trailed by five just a moment ago, now lead by three. Oh, nice pass from Roper into Trim. Trim on the rebound is going to be called for the foul. No, I'm sorry. They're going to call that against Boston. Boston came up with the rebound, and instead he's going to pick up his second foul. It looked like he had the position on Trim, but that shows you why I'm up here announcing and not refereeing. Trim going to go to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's up, and it's good. Trim is a perfect four for four from the charity stripe. He'll get another one just inside 40 seconds to go till halftime. Second free throw off the back iron. Boston comes away with it. Kicks it out to Bishop. Bishop, being slowed down there by Siglock, goes to the hole, has his shot blocked as he falls out of bounds. Very physical play taking place tonight. Now Byatts going to go baseline, and a blocking foul going to be called against Corso. Corso tried to push the guy out of bounds on the baseline, and instead he's going to pick up personal foul number three. Three on Corso, two on Niehaus, two on Boston, two on McGill. To the free throw line, Michael Byatts will shoot two. He'll eye the first. He'll try the first. He'll buy the first. So after a quiet first quarter that saw Michael Byatts score only 1 point, he's come up with seven here in the second quarter, has eight for the game, looking for number nine. As he'll eye the second. He'll try the second. He can't buy the second. They'll fight for the rebound, and Trim pushed Boston away and then sends the ball back out top to Roper. Roper holding the ball, being guarded by Bishop. Off to Byatts it goes. Byatts being guarded there by Chase Hires just into the ball game. Down to 10 seconds we go. Byatts with the ball over here on the wing. Byatts gives the ball up to Kessinger. They'll swing the ball back around to the other side. To Roper, to Byatts, for three. Off the iron, no good. The horn sounds. We have come to halftime. And here at Litchfield High School, our scoreboard reads Carlinville 33, Litchfield 28. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. WSMI is definitely the place to be for Friday night basketball. Congratulations to the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers. We understood they have just won the regional championship at Carlinville. And now the Carlinville boys team is trying to maintain a five-point lead and see if they can make it a Cavalier sweep tonight as they are taking on the Litchfield Purple Panthers here at Simmons Gymnasium in Litchfield. To start the second half, the Cavaliers, decked out in their blue uniforms, will be going from left to right. As we look down on the action, it'll go over to Byatt's over on the left wing. Byatt's going to swing it back up top to Siglock. Siglock into the corner to Byatt's, who circled around, and he sends a three that he gets bottom of the net. But it went around the world about three times before it finally dropped through. 36-28 is the Cavalier lead. Bishop in the corner, tried to pass the ball off to Niehaus. Now they'll give it back to Boston. His little finger roll will not go, and the Cavaliers will come away with it once again. It is Byatt's coming up with a shot. Now it's Roper to the hole, and it's up, and it's good. Briley Roper with his 10th point of the game, and all of a sudden he comes up lame as he landed wrong there, and he'll go straight into the locker room to get some medical attention. Nice shot by Roper, but what kind of price did he pay? He's trying to run it off, and he's in some dire pain right now. You talk about a trooper. He wants to get back in that game, so he's trying to keep it going and see if he can get the pain to ease up. He'll take a seat, as coming in to replace him will be Parker Fikes. Back the other way. Shots up and good by Blake McGill, who drove the right side of the lane for his 5th point of the game. Makes it 38-30 as the Cavaliers will take it over to Byatt's once again. His shot from 3-point land this time comes up a little short. Bishop comes away with the ball for LHS. Into the corner for Niehaus for 3. Off the iron, no good. It's going to be tapped out. But out there is Siglock to take the ball to the basket. It'll go off the iron, no good. But Byatt's is there to follow the play. That's why they say follow the ball down the floor. Byatt's was not the first shooter, but he was there to follow up. Got the rebound and the putback. 5 in the corner. 13 in the game for Byatt's, and they've opened up a 10-point lead, have the Cavaliers. Perhaps they're energized having heard about the Lady Cavaliers' victory. Reach-in foul going to be called against Ethan Siglock. That's the first foul of the second half. The Purple Panthers now find themselves trailing by 10 as the Cavaliers want to make a substitution. Aiden Taberzi will replace Ethan Siglock in the lineup. As the Panthers will inbound, it goes to Boston. Boston looking for a cutter. Nobody there. Finally, he gets it off to Bishop. Bishop being guarded by Taberzi. Swings it back out top to Stewart. Stewart's going to roll to the baseline. He's double-teamed there, so he'll kick the ball back out to Bishop. Bishop with a quick spin gives the ball off to Niehaus. Niehaus at the elbow over on the right side. Now he'll give back up top to McGill, who gets bottom of the net. Just what the doctor ordered. Blake McGill for 3 makes it a 7-point game. Back the other way, it goes to Kessinger. Oh, a nice finger roll on the left side. Kessinger, the 6-foot senior, shows that he knows how to take the ball to the hole. Give him 9, make it a 9-point game. Stewart for 3, too long, too strong. Trim comes up with a rebound. Boston popped him one, but that really didn't affect Ethan Trim on the play. He anchored down with the ball, gives it off to Kessinger. Now he'll give it up, tossing it right into the hands of McGill. Back the other way come the Purple Panthers. Brady Bishop, he is smacked, and the ball taken away. Back the other way goes Michael Byatt's, and Bishop cannot believe there was no foul called on that previous play as he was decked by Aiden Taberzi. Taberzi very physical with the defense, and as they say, if the whistle doesn't blow, it's not a foul. McGill from the head of the key. They'll give him 2 this time, just inside the 3-point line. 7 points in the quarter, 10 points in the game for Blake McGill. It's a 9-point lead for the Cavaliers. Taberzi with the ball over on the wing. Goes back up top to Fikes. Now they'll swing it across to Kessinger. Kessinger to Fikes. He wanted to toss it out top to DeBerzy, but Aiden wasn't there. He'll go back to Kessinger inside the trim, off the glass, and that's good. Ethan Trim did an outstanding job of getting lost, if that's possible for the big guy to do, and just simply cut across the baseline and was open for an easy reverse layup. Now Bishop, taking the ball to the hole, kicks it off to Stewart. Stewart at the elbow, shoots it up, and it's no good. Trim comes down with a rebound. Trim has got the ball and gives it off to Byatts. He said, I got the rebound. You can do the dribbling. Just give me the ball. I'll do the shooting. Back the other way, it goes to Kessinger. Druggy's pivot foot got away with it. And then DeBerzy does a jump stop and then jumped a second time. They caught that one. That'll be turnover number 9 as Corso will re-enter the ball game and Crow will re-enter the ball game for LHS. As having a seat will be Boston. And also having a seat will be Blaine Stewart. Corso to Niehaus. Niehaus gives the ball off to Corso in the corner. Corso goes to the lane, up, rolls off the rim, will not go, but he'll go to the free throw line as he was hacked in the act just into the ball game. Carson Weiser, he's going to pick up the foul. Weiser will pick up his third foul. He replaced Ethan Trim. Corso's free throw's up, but it's good. John Corso missed his first two free throws of the game, made his second two. Now he's made 3 in a row. He has 5 points, looking for number 6. 3:25 to go, 6-point lead for the Cavaliers. Second free throw's up, and it's good. Makes it a 9-point game as the Cavaliers come down quickly. Roper over to DeBerzy. DeBerzy with a skip pass to Byatts. Byatts to Kessinger. He fumbled it. It goes to the floor. Coming away with it is Corso. He'll go to the basket. Oh, nice little scoop pass as he tossed that one around the defender. Blake McGill was there for the easy two. 9 points in the quarter for McGill. 12 points in the game for Blake McGill. Back the other way. Baseline jumper's up. No good. McGill comes away with the rebound. He'll leave it there for Crow, who dishes it off to Bishop. Bishop to Corso. Corso's open for a minute. He wants to drive the baseline, and he's going to be fouled there by Weiser, who'll pick up his fourth. Weiser looked back at his coach like, did I really do that? Well, he didn't get set to shut off the baseline, and that usually happens. Weiser will have a seat, as will DeBerzy, as Trim and Noggle will re-enter the lineup for CHS. 2:45 for the third quarter, 46-39, Cavies with the lead, Litchfield with the ball. They'll go to Niehaus. Niehaus reverse layup is no good as Trim kind of pushed him under the basket a little further than he wanted to be. Good hustling defense there by Ethan Trim. Cavaliers with the ball at the 2:30 mark. They have a 7-point lead. Noggle almost dribbled out of bounds, but he got rid of it off to Byatts. Now back to Noggle. And he did almost dribble out of bounds again. This time, Coach Suits has to call the timeout in order to save him. And as a result, timeout on the floor with 2:22 showing on the third quarter clock. And the Carlinville Cavaliers, who led by 5 at halftime, have increased that lead to 7, scoring 13 points while giving up 11 here in the third quarter. So they have increased that lead to 46-39, 2:22 showing on the third quarter clock. Following the timeout, it will be Cavalier ball. Each team with a 3 here in the third quarter, as McGill has 1 for the Purple Panthers, and Byatts has 1 for the Cavaliers. Byatts has 3 threes on the night for CHS. Bishop has 3 threes on the night for LHS. Inbounds pass comes in to Noggle all the way back in the backcourt. Now the Purple Panthers back in a 2-3 zone as Byatts has the ball off to Roper. Roper off to Kessinger. Back up top to Roper for 3, head of the key. Will not go. McGill comes up with the rebound. He'll leave it for Corso. Corso will bring the ball down on the dribble. He wants to penetrate into the line. Nope. Foul going to be called on Kessinger as he tried to deny the spin move, and Kessinger will pick up his first foul of the ball game. That'll be the 4th team foul against Carlinville. They have four team fouls. The Purple Panthers have none here in the second half, but that just goes to show the aggressiveness of the defense being played by the Cavaliers. Inbounds pass comes into and out of the hands of McGill and goes out of bounds for turnover number five. 1:57 for the third quarter. 46-39 is the Cavy lead. The Cavaliers have the ball. Noggle with the ball gives it over to Roper. Roper's pass is deflected and stolen by McGill. Turnover number 11 on CHS. Back the other way. Shots up and no good, but the Purple Panthers come away with the rebound. Corso on a behind-the-back dribble wants to go inside. Still, he'll go to Crow, who goes through the defense, and he will go to the free throw line as a foul going to be called. And I believe this one's going to go against Roper as Trim was trying to plead his case, and the referee said, no need to plead your case, son. It's not on you. So Roper will pick up his second to the free throw line. We'll go Cameron Crow to shoot two. First one's off the back iron, no good. That is the 10th missed free throw of the night for the Purple Panthers. Make it 11 as that one catches back iron as well. Noggle came down with a rebound as he was falling down. He threw it to Trim before he got called for the travel. Now the pass is going to be kicked by the Purple Panthers, so it'll still be Carlinville ball. 1:21 showing on a third quarter clock, 46-39. Cavies with the lead and the ball. Kessinger will toss it in front of his own bench. He'll take it to the backcourt to Noggle, who gives it over to Bias. Bias goes to Kessinger at the post. This one is deflected, goes out of bounds, last touch by CHS. That'll be their 12th turnover of the game. But in the important category, they still lead by 7. 46-39 as we approach the final minute of the third quarter. Bishop over to Corso on the right wing. Corso asking McGill to come back up top. Now to Crow, back to Corso. Corso into the lane, steps through, shot up, off the glass, and good. John Corso with his first bucket of the second half. In fact, his first bucket since the first quarter. Give him 4 1/4, give him 8 points for the game. Makes it a 5-point game. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Low bounce pass, Bias can't handle it. Bishop comes away with it. Bishop deces it off to McGill. McGill's shot gets dropped, and he'll have his 11th point of the quarter, his 14th point of the game. With 30 seconds to go, the Purple Panthers, who trailed by 9 just a moment ago, have drawn back to within 3. 46-43, Cavaliers with the lead, Cavaliers with the timeout. You're listening to WSMI. Following the timeout, the Cavaliers will inbound. They'll have to go the length of the floor. 30 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. They have a 46-43 lead, do the Cavaliers. Noggle will be dribbling it down. Over on the left wing, he has Kessinger. He'll give him the ball there at the free throw line extended. Kessinger now backs up a little bit, gives it back to Noggle. Over to Roper as they're waiting for the final shot of the third quarter. Inside 10 seconds to go, Coach Logan is barking off some directions. Now Bias wants to go to the elbow, wants to go to the basket. His shot rolls around and goes down. Michael Bias with what looked to be an impossible shot. But he got that shot to drop, and Carlinville, after three quarters of play, will take a 48-43 lead into quarter number four, which we'll bring your way following these messages on WSMI. Well, the Litchfield Purple Panthers have drawn back within 3, but a Bias jumper from the right elbow, or from the left elbow, excuse me, right as time expired in the third quarter, makes it a 5-point lead for the Cavaliers as we open play in the fourth quarter. The Purple Panthers have the ball. Inside, it'll go to Niehaus. He'll shoot one across the rim. Trim comes up with the rebound. Off to Noggle we go, as Noggle will slow things down and set things up. 48-43. Carlinville with the lead, and Bias with the ball. A little stutter step. Could have been called for a travel. Got away with it. There's going to be a foul called on the rebound, as I believe it may have been Trim reaching over the top. Yes, it was. As Ethan will pick up his third foul. They have him up on the board as only 2 fouls, but they didn't include the technical foul, which he also received in the first half. Sturt with the ball. Bounce pass inside to Austin Niehaus. Niehaus puts it off the glass on the left side. Give him six. Make it a three-point game once again. Noggle with the ball up top. Over to Kissinger. Now to Roper in the corner. Back up top to Noggle. Being very patient against this 2-3 zone defense are the Cavaliers. Kissinger, skip pass to Byatts. Now to Trim. A skip pass across the baseline as Kissinger takes it to the basket. It is going to be a foul called against Corso. Corso was not very happy about that one. No, they're going to call it on Niehaus. I'm sorry. Niehaus will get the foul called, as that will be his third. So Niehaus has three. Corso has three. Siglock has three. Trim should have three. Free throws up by Kissinger, and it's no good. He'll get another one. Kissinger setting on 9 points, looking for number 10. Weiser on the bench has four fouls. Kissinger getting ready for his second free throw. He'll eye the second free throw. He'll try the second free throw. He'll buy the second free throw. 10 points on the night for Kissinger. He is the fourth Cavalier in double figures. Byatts leading the way with 17. Roper with 10. Trim with 10. Back the other way, Stewart's shot goes off the iron as he got hit after the shot. No foul was called on the follow-through, and the Cavaliers will come away with the ball. Off to Kissinger it goes to Byatts at the high post. Byatts to Noggle. Noggle on the pass gets it to Kissinger. Back to Noggle to Byatts. They'll swing it over to Roper. He'll drive left side. Nice running one-hander by Briley. Roper gives him a dozen points, makes the lead 51-45. Roper had that shot in his sights even before he caught the ball, but a nice move and a little baseline J for Briley Roper. Now Stewart going to fake left. He's going to go right. He's going to go to the hole. His shot comes up short. Kissinger comes away with the rebound. He'll give it off for Noggle. Noggle will bring it down with 5-5-5 showing on the fourth quarter clock, and his Cavaliers are ahead 51-45. Roper's going to drive into the lane. He'll have the ball stolen away as Bishop that time came up from behind and created turnover number 14 on CHS. Litchfield has committed but five turnovers in the game, but they trail by six. Bishop getting the ball into Corso. Corso gets pushed out of bounds by Kissinger as he passes the ball off. Rotating back up top, Bishop has the ball to set the offense. He'll get a screen from Niehaus, and then Trim reached around, almost got a piece of the ball. Now Noggle gets called for the foul, and he's pleading his case. As of all the aggressions on that previous time down the floor, that was the least physical, and Noggle's kind of amazed that you let all this other stuff go, and then you called me on that one? In any event, it'll send the Purple Panthers to the free throw line. Brady Bishop there to shoot a 1-1, as that was the 17th foul against CHS. Bishop's free throw is up, and it's good. He has 13, looking for number 14. That is, however, his first point of the second half. It's up, and second one is short. Trim comes up with another rebound. Trim very strong with that ball when he comes down with a rebound. There are a few people in the conference who could take it away from him. Byatts off to Roper at the free throw line, going inside for Trim. There was a defender who wanted a piece of it, but Trim just simply pulled it out of his hands, put it in the basket, off the glass, a dozen points for Ethan Trim. Now the other way, Corso's shot rims out, ball is tipped away, and Roper comes up with a rebound. Now down to 4-4-4 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 53-46, Cavaliers have opened up a 7-point lead. Just into the ball game, Ethan Siglock. Oh, Siglock with a pass to Roper. Roper inside finds Trim. Bing, bang, bong. Ethan Trim with the easy two. Give him 14. That is outstanding ball movement. Inside, outside, high, low, and it worked perfectly. Now Trim trying to shut off Bishop. Brady gets bottom of the net. That's his first three since back in the second quarter. And now Mr. Trim and one of the officials are having a bit of a discussion. Timeout on the floor, 4:18 to go here in the fourth quarter. Carlinville with a 55-49 lead. They'll have the ball when we come back You're listening to WSMI. Congratulations to the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers as they won tonight 52-46 over Pittsfield, and they'll move on to the Greenville Sectional, where they will play the winner of the Gillespie Regional, either Breeze Modern Day or Alton Marquette. The betting money is on Breeze Modern Day. That game will be Monday night at 6 p.m. that the Lady Cavaliers will be playing in Greenville. WSMI will be there to give you all of the exciting play-by-play of the Lady Cavaliers at sectional. Following the timeout, Ethan Trim gets another pass. He got another one just like the other one. Go, Ethan, go. 6 and a quarter, 16 in the game for Trim, and the lead is 57-49. Corso down the lane. His shot won't go. He fights for his own rebound, tries to pass it out. Trim deflects it and steals it away. It's only the seventh turnover on the Purple Panthers. The Cavaliers will take a timeout. We want to remind you while we have you here that we have more sports coming your way on WSMI. As tomorrow, of course, WSMI Sports Saturday will come your way live at 9:02 on WSMI FM 106.1. Of course, we'll be talking with Coach Darren Deneve of the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers. Probably have a few more coaches, but another important matter to be discussed by the guys on Sports Saturday, the IHSA 1A and 2A regional pairings came out today. Most of our local teams are headed to the Gillespie Regional, with the exception of Nokomis and Southwestern, but the guys will give you the seedings and pairings for the IHSA Boys 1A and 2A regional tournaments coming up in another week. Not this coming week, one more week of regular season play for the 1A and 2A basketball boys team, but then the following week it will be tournament time for the boys. Also tomorrow, Fighting Illini basketball on WAOX 105.3 The Ox, Illinois at Rutgers, and that's a difficult place to play. Didn't used to say that, but it is a live game coming your way on WAOX 105.3 at 2:30 tomorrow. But first things first, let's finish this game off here. Byatts has the ball in the corner with 3:33 to go in the fourth quarter, his team leading by 8. He'll kick it out top to Ethan Sieglock, the 5'9 sophomore, gives the ball off to Roper. Roper's going to drive that lane. He'll get it, go into three, a triple team, but he gets the ball off to Byatts. Byatts has the ball go off his foot, but there's Trim to save the day. His reverse layup will not quite go. Corso comes down with the ball for the Purple Panthers, who trail by 8. 57-49, Carlinville with the lead, Litchfield with the ball. McGill wanted to stop and pop, no shot there. He'll give it off to Niehaus. Niehaus goes up off the glass, too strong, gets his own rebound and puts it back in. Austin Niehaus, showing some determination there, went up against Trim with no fear, went up against him a second time to draw the Purple Panthers back to within 6. 57-51, Cavies with the lead, Cavies with the ball, Roper with a baseline jumper, comes up short. Trim's fighting for the ball. He goes to the floor. As he gets the ball, he's out of bounds. He gets helped up by John Corso. Good show of sportsmanship there. Good hustle by Ethan Trim. He's catching his breath as the big guy comes back down the floor. The Purple Panthers will inbound with 2, 3, 4, showing on that fourth quarter clock. They trail by 6. Bishop brings the ball down on the dribble. He'll go over to the right side to Corso. Corso goes back up top to Stewart. Stewart at the head of the key. He tries to pass it over on the right wing. It's going to be deflected by Sieglock, out of bounds. Purple Panthers will inbound in front of their own bench. Corso will do the honors. Bishop pushes off to get a little bit of space. Then he gets the ball in the front court. Back to the field for a 3. Off the iron, no good. Trim comes up with yet another rebound. A one-hand pass off to Roper. Roper drives all the way down, finds Kessinger. As Kessinger goes in the hole, Niehaus is going to catch him from behind. So Niehaus will pick up the foul. Kessinger will go to the free throw line. That on Austin will be personal foul number 4. And for Kessinger, this will be his third trip to the free throw line. He's 2 for 3 from there tonight. He'll eye the first. He'll try the first. He can't buy the first. It rolled out. Jack will get another. He has 10 points on the evening. Looking for number 11, it's a six-point Cavalier lead with 2:06 to go. Kessinger eyes the second, tries the second, he buys the second. Nothing but net on free throw number two for Jack Kessinger. Down the corner it goes to Sturt. He drives the baseline and gives off to Niehaus. Niehaus wants to spin, still he'll go to Corso. Corso will spin in the lane, kick it out to Sturt for three. Too long, too strong, and that time coming up with the rebound was Jack Kessinger. The Cavaliers pretty much sealing on that, and Niehaus runs right in to Weiser. No foul called, as it was simply incidental contact. But don't tell Austin Niehaus that, as his elbow is still hurting down at the other end. Foul going to be called against the Purple Panthers. This will go against Blake McGill. And on McGill, that will be his third. It will send Jack Kessinger to the free throw line for the third time here in the fourth quarter. His fourth trip overall. He'll eye it, he'll try it, and he'll buy it. So he's converted 3 out of 5 free throws and has a dozen points. And with 100 seconds to go, he's increased the Cavalier lead to 8. Can he make it 9? He'll eye it again. He'll try it again. He'll buy it again. So the Cavies have gotten free throws from Kessinger. They've gotten field goals from Trim. He has 3 in the quarter. Briley Roper has 1. And they have a 9-point lead and a steal as Kessinger gets in the passing lane and gets the ball away for the Cavaliers. 1-2-3 on the fourth quarter clock. Now a little bit of keep away being played by the Cavaliers as Siglock with the ball gets the ball off to Byatts. Byatts being guarded by Stewart. They're looking for a double team. They get the double team. Bishop and Stewart with a double team. They poke the ball away. Corso comes up with it. Turnover number 15. Stewart for three. It's up, no good. Niehaus off the boards, and it's good. Austin Niehaus with a big putback. And makes it 60-53. The Purple Panthers draw to within 7. They'll call a timeout as they take a break. We will too. You're listening to WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the stage. Once again, we want to congratulate the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers with their regional championship victory over Pittsfield tonight, 52-46. They will move on to the Greenville sectional where they will be playing Monday night. And that game will be at 7:30 as they will play the winner of the Gillespie regional, which was indeed Breeze Modern Day. So Breeze Modern Day will be the opposition. That's going to be a tough act for the Cavaliers, but congratulations on a regional championship, and let's live to play another day. That's what the tournament trail is all about. So Carlinville and Breeze Modern Day coming your way Monday night at 6 o'clock on WSMI. Cavaliers leading 60-53. Foul going to be called on Blaine Stewart. Stewart's going to pick up his second. With 49 seconds to go, the Cavs will inbound. That was only the 15th foul against LHS. Inbounds pass comes into Roper. Roper being fouled by Crow as Cameron will pick up his first. That will be the 16th foul. And so the Cavaliers will inbound. The next foul will be a bonus situation with 47 seconds to go. Cavies with a 7-point lead. Get the ball into Byatts, and it is deflected by Bishop, but it goes out of bounds before Brady can recover. So Carlinville will maintain possession with that 7-point lead. Comes in to Byatts. Byatts is being double-teamed. Stewart and Bishop, take your pick. It's either on 1 or 1-1. It's up to the referee's discretion. He will go with 1-1 and call the foul on Blaine Stewart. Stewart will pick up his third. And with 43 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter, the Cavs will send Michael Byatts to the free throw line. He is 2-for-4 from there tonight. Misses the front end of a 1-and-1. 17 points on the night for Byatts. His Cavaliers lead by 7. Corso inside to McGill. McGill shot too long, too strong. Bias comes up with a rebound and is called for a double dribble. 16 turnovers on the Cavaliers tonight, twice as many as the Purple Panthers, and yet they've still been able to withstand that. And with 30 seconds to go, they have a 60-53 lead. They will call a timeout. We will take a timeout as well. 30 seconds showing on the fourth quarter clock. Carlinville 60, Litchfield 53. Back after these messages on WSMI. Megan Cordy, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker up here on the stage. Time is running out for the Purple Panthers. However, Carlinville Cavaliers feel like there's an eternity between them and the final buzzer. 60-53, Cavies with the lead. Litchfield with the ball following the timeout. It'll come in to Bishop. Bishop was fouled by Siglock, who will pick up his fourth. Brady should go to the free throw line to shoot three. Bishop on the night with 16 points as he leads the way for the Purple Panthers. Should be shooting three. We shall see. First free throw is up. It comes up short. He'll get two more as he'll eye the second one. He'll try the second one. He'll buy the second one. So that is 5 in the quarter and 17 on the game for Brady Bishop, the 5'10 senior, playing his last game on this floor. Next free throw's up, and it's good. So he makes 2 out of 3, and that gives him 18 points on the night. Quickly, the Purple Panthers will foul, as it will be Blaine Sturt picking up his fourth. They need to stop the clock. They will do just that. We'll walk to the other end of the floor where Briley Roper, with a dozen points, will step to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Roper, 0-for-1 from the charity stripe tonight. He'll eye that free throw. He'll try that free throw. He'll buy that free throw. So the Cavaliers now have made 5 of 8 free throws in the fourth quarter and have held the Purple Panthers at bay for the most part. It is a 61-56 lead. Purple Panthers need a couple of breaks and a couple of big shots here. Or as they would say, stops and pops. Second free throw is no good, so it's still a two-possession game at 61-55. Down they go to Crow. Crow's going to go off the glass. Short, comes up short. Roper comes up with a rebound. He spins away from two Purple Panthers who are trying to foul him, and the referee would not call the foul. Finally, a bear hug gets him to stop the play, as it was an intentional foul, as everybody in the gymnasium knew that the Purple Panthers needed to stop the clock. And now Corso and Roper have a little discussion. Sorry, guys. We had to get the clock stopped. Roper says, I understand. Let me concentrate on my free throws. He'll eye the first. He'll try the first. Whoa, that one came up way short. And so the Purple Panthers, with 11 seconds to go, they still have the possibility. As the referee had given the ball to Corso, Corso went to throw it in, and he threw it to the referee, thinking he had to have it okayed. The referee let it bounce off of him out of bounds, and it comes back to the Cavaliers. Bishop quickly fouls Noggle on Brady. That will be his first foul. That'll be the 10th team foul, so Noggle will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Aiden Noggle looking for his first points of the night with 10 seconds to go and his team up by 6. He'll get 2. First one's good. And that makes it a 3-possession game. Noggle getting set for his second one. It's up, and it's good as well. Purple Panthers will bring the ball down the floor. Bishop's going to fire a long three. Rims out. No good. They're going to let the time run out, and that will be our final score as Carlinville will win this one 63-55 over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. We'll take a break and come back and recap this exciting basketball action that you've been listening to on WSMI. Well, it was senior night here at Litchfield High School, but the Carlinville Cavaliers came to town and they spoiled it for the Litchfield Purple Panthers as the cheerleaders are now busy taking down all of the decorations that they had for this festive evening. The Cavaliers come away with a 63-55 victory over the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Looking first at the individual scoring for the victorious Carlinville Cavaliers, they were led by Michael Byatts, who had 17 points. Believe it or not, those all coming in the first three quarters. 16 of those 17 points coming in quarters number two and three as he drained three threes and finished the night with a team-high 17 points. Then it was 6 points for Ethan Trim, came up with six big ones in that fourth quarter, 13 points for Jack Kessinger, and 13 points for Briley Roper. Outstanding balance of scoring there for the Cavaliers tonight. And then it was 2 points for Carson Weiser, 2 points for Aiden Noggle. Quarters of 14, 19, 15, and 15, consistent scoring for the Cavaliers tonight. They were 14 for 23 from the free throw line, committed 16 turnovers, but still were able to come away with a 63-55 victory to improve their overall season record to 10-16. And this was their first conference victory as they are now 1-6. For the Litchfield Purple Panthers, they were led in scoring by Brady Bishop, the 5'10 senior, knocked down four threes on the night and finished with a game-high 18 points. Then it was 14 points for Blake McGill, 10 points for Austin Niehaus, 8 points for John Corso, and 5 points for Anthony Boston. Quarters of 19, 9, 15, and 12, the Purple Panthers were 13 of 26 from the free throw line, committed but 8 turnovers, but with the loss they see their season record drop to 9-18, and in the conference they drop to 1-6. Looking at ahead for these two teams, Carlinville next up, they will be at Roxana on Tuesday, and then they will host Southwestern next Friday to finish off the regular season. For the Purple Panthers next week, they will be at Greenville on Tuesday, and they will be at Hillsboro on Friday. So two road games for the Purple Panthers next week to finish off their regular season. That's going to about do it from here at Litchfield High School. We want to take this opportunity to say thank you to the fine folks here at Litchfield High School. They take such good care of us every time that we come to town, and we really appreciate that. Of course, thanks to all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these high school basketball broadcasts. And, of course, thank you to your fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Megan Cordy for producing tonight's games. Want to remind you, game number one tonight saw the Lady Cavaliers of Carlinville victorious over Pittsfield 52-46. It's a regional championship for the Lady Cavaliers. They have a date next Monday at 6 o'clock in Greenville to take on the Breeze Modern Day Knights. We will be there. WSMI will bring you that broadcast. Before we bring you that broadcast, tomorrow, make sure you tune in to WSMI Sports Saturday. We'll talk with the coaches, have a little discussion with Coach Deneve, I'm sure. And then as we will also have the IHSA 1A and 2A boys regional pairings. We will cuss and discuss those happenings tomorrow. In addition, tomorrow, Fighting Illini basketball comes your way on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Illinois is at Rutgers live at 2:30. That's going to do it from here at Litchfield High School. One final time, our final score is the Carlinville Cavaliers, 63. The Litchfield Purple Panthers, 55. Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.